بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد from the كتاب حياة المسلمين روح نمساتين ذكر الله remembering Allah Ta'ala in abundance. The Quran and Majid and the Ahadith are filled with commands to remember Allah Ta'ala constantly and in abundance. The thawab and significance of Zikrullah are indeed great. Zikrullah is not difficult. It is indeed a most simple duty. One who is neglectful of such an important yet simple and most rewarding practice is most unfortunate. It deference to Zikrullah is an invitation to calamity upon oneself. Zikr has been absolutely simplified. It is free from conditions and restrictions. Time, number, wudu, place, etc. have not been made necessary conditions for zikr. There is therefore no difficulty in making zikr. There is absolutely no valid excuse for refraining from engagement in constant zikr. For making zikr, it is not necessary to have a tasbih in hand. The use of a tasbih is permissible. One may therefore use it to facilitate the remembrance of the number of times one chooses to recite a particular form of zikr. A tasbih is also beneficial for inculcating in oneself the habit of constant zikr. For this purpose, the use of a tasbih is therefore best. Some people who are not in the habit of making zikr constantly feel that by keeping a tasbih in hand at most times, one will develop riya, since people will regard the holder of the tasbih as a pious person. This thought prevents them from keeping a tasbih at hand. The result of this attitude is that they do not develop the habit of zikr. It should be realized that riya is an internal condition. If one's niyat is to attract attention and to display piety, then only will the question of riya arise. Riya is not what others think of one. One should not indulge unnecessarily in such suspicions, which are merely traps of shaitan to divert one from constant zikr. Shaitan also endeavors to deceive the believer and divert him from constant zikr by whispering into him that zikr merely with the tongue, when the heart is engrossed in worldly affairs, is useless. Know that this is a trap of shaitan to divert one from the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. As long as one's niyat at the commencement of the zikr was to obtain thawab and the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, one will continue to acquire these benefits, even if the heart does not accompany the tongue in the zikr. However, during one's free time, when making special zikr, endeavor to control the attention of one's heart so as to concentrate on the zikr. Do not indulge in futility, useless activities, for this diverts the heart from the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Some ahadith and ayat and ahadith will now be mentioned in regard to zikrullah. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, "Remember me, and I will as a favor remember you." Praising those who constantly engage in zikr, the Quran Sharif says, "They are such people who remember Allah Ta'ala while standing, sitting and lying down." In another Quran ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, "Remember, that is, make zikr of your Rabb in your heart, that is silent zikr, with humility and fear, and make zikr in a voice which is less than jahar, loudness, morning and evening, and do not be among the indifferent ones, ghafilin." Zikr should be made at all times. This is clear from the command in the ayat to make zikr morning and evening, which means the whole day. Zikr should also preferably be made silently. The zikr may also be made audibly, but not shouting and screaming. This is stated in the term dun al jahri, less than jahar. There is no merit in making zikr by means of shouting. However, if some sheikh of the tasawwuf who is steadfast on the sunnah devises loud zikr for his murid as some remedy for spiritual conditions, then such loud zikr will be permissible. But one should remember not to disturb the peace and sleep of others by one's loud zikr. Disturbing others is sinful. In another ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "The people whom Allah directs towards Himself are those who have iman and whose hearts find rest in the zikr of Allah. Verily, in the zikr of Allah do hearts find peace." Zikr creates and strengthens the special bond between man and his creator. As a result of this divine bond, the heart becomes enwrapped in peace and tranquility. Another ayat, Allah Ta'ala mentions, "The people who narrate the glory of Allah in the masajid are such men who are not diverted by commerce and trade from the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, from establishing regular salat and from paying zakat. They are such men who fear a day when the hearts and eyes of men will be upturned." Another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, "Verily, the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala is the greatest." Again, Allah Ta'ala says, O people of Iman, remember Allah in abundance. O people of Iman, do not allow your wealth and your children to divert you from the remembrance of Allah. Another ayat. And remember the name of your Rabb and turn yourself in entirety towards Him. Another ayat. Verily He has purified Himself from evil beliefs and practices and remembers the name of His Rabb and performs Salat, has achieved the goal of success and salvation. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the angels surround those people who sit down to make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. The rahmat of Allah Ta'ala descends on them and peace descends upon them. Hazrat Abu Musa radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the comparison between a man who makes dhikr of Allah and the one who does not make dhikr is like the comparison between a living person and a dead person. The one who engages in zikr has been compared to a living person because the existence of the ruh is in fact the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. The one who refrains from zikr has been compared to a dead person because his soul dies. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala says, I am with my servant when he remembers me. When he remembers me in his heart, I too remember him in my heart. When he remembers me in a gathering, I remember and mention him in a superior gathering, the assembly of Malaik and Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we'll continue. Allah give us tawfiq to make other amal.